high school football season is, well, it's upon us. We've had the inter-squad scrimmages. We've had the jamborees, and now it's week one. It'll be here this Friday night. And with me, voice of the West Plains Zizzers, former head coach, Paul Knight. How we doing?
This will be 42 years of being involved with Zizzer football. 42 years. I came here in the season of 1983.
Mm-hmm.
I was an assistant with Ted Michael, and then of course when Ted left, I took over as the head coach, and then I was asked to step down, and got a phone call from the radio station saying, "Hey, do you want to do the radio?" And I've been doing the radio ever since. Now, when we were in Lubbock, I did one game a year. I came back and would do one game a year every year when we were in Lubbock. And when we were in Carthage, I'd do the away games because they were closer than when you were living in West Plains. So,
yeah. Well, now, first, before we get into breaking things down, you giving thumbs up for the Ozark Mountain Conference?
I think it's a good move for the teams that are involved in that conference because – you look at the names on this list, and they were all in conferences where they were one of the smallest schools in the league, including West Plains. In the Ozark Conference, we were one of the small schools. And then, of course, you got Hillcrest, who was about the same size we are. Branson is probably the only one that was a large school in a good conference. But then you got Bolivar. They were the small school, Marshfield, Carl Junction. All of them in the COC or the Big 8 or the Big 12 or whatever they want to call it. And it's a chance for these schools to be competitive with people their size.
You know, I look at the list of teams, and the first thing that I try to connect to is which one of these schools have the deepest legacy in high school football. Is it Bolivar? Would it be Bolivar?
Well, I was going to say between the schools that we play this year, of course, Mountain Home, we can't count them because they're not in our conference.
Yeah.
But then you look at it and you got Branson, who back in the teens were really good. And then you got Bolivar, who's always been decent and sometimes really good. Carl Junction, once in a while, will jump up there. And like I said, it's a conference that fits us.
Yeah.
The only problem is we still have to drive 2 hours to play anybody. In some cases, we're going to drive three.
Yeah, yeah. That big hall, Carl Junction.
That's like going to Joplin. When we were in the Ozark Mountain or the Ozark Conference, we had to go to Joplin every other year. And, of course, they had to come to our place every other year. So, you know, when you're in West Plains and you're 90 miles from anybody, you're going to get on a bus and you're going to ride for an hour and a half to 2 hours, and you're going to get off and try to get loose and get out there and play. And coaches that come to West Plains, they understand that. They have to understand that because there's nobody close. We don't play anybody close.
Yeah, they're all a haul. Well, this week one, before we look at the matchups, West Plains, they had a really good senior class. They've been on a pretty good roll of just, you know, having football players.
Yeah. Yeah. They've had good classes back to back, and that's a kind of a sign of when you go to the playoffs. If you get into the playoffs and win your district, you've had a pretty good class. And then the next year, if you win it again, you had another good class. And last year, West Plains had a very, very good senior class. They get to the playoffs. They win the district championship. They lose 28-24 to Warrington, and had an opportunity to win that game. And like I said, it's just one of those deals where this year there's a lot of question marks.
Yes, and that Warrington game. You talk to Harlan right now. He will tell you the difference in that game was a shot that the Zizzer quarterback took while holding an extra
point. Yeah.
No flag.
No rough in the no. Yeah.
But
But so, that's one of those things.
That happens.
They don't have film review in high school.
Yeah, boy, if they did. But it was still a great season. Another really good, fun season. Lots of wins. Competitive. Now this year, there's going to be a lot of new faces that's going to be taking the field.
I was going to say, you look at the coaching staff, and there's been a major changeover in the coaching staff from head coach all the way through the assistants down the line to the junior varsity freshman coaches. There's all new names and come from different spots. Some are local, some are not. And like I said, it's one of those situations. And Gary, you know as much as I do the fact that with the way things are set up today, you actually start practicing the day school gets out.
Yep.
And you have to take 1 week off, one dead week, sometime in July or early August.
Yeah.
And the rest of the time, you're either in the weight room and then going outside and walking through stuff, through stuff.
7-on-7s.
Yeah. And then you go to the 7-on-7s, you go to the camps and all these things. So you've got an opportunity now or a lot different than when I coached. Because when I coached, you had 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
That was it.
Yeah.
You had 2 weeks to get ready for the season. And then when football practice started, you had 2-a-days for a week or 10 days. And then you got ready and played.
Yeah. It is totally different.
Yeah.
And, okay, from your coaching perspective, coming in and everything's changed. All new coaches, different philosophies. I'm guessing at this, you know, there'll be different. That's not a guess. There will be different philosophies.
Yeah.
And offensively, defensively, special teams, you know, workouts, the off-season work, all different. So, how long does it take to gel before you start to see it roll?
Well, to be honest with you, the first game is a big game because that's when you find out what mistakes you've made through the summer. And then you've got your biggest differences between game one and game two is where you'll see your most improvement.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in the first game, we've got Mountain Home here. They're good.
Oh, yeah.
They're loaded. They're loaded. And it's a situation where, you know, I don't want to say this, don't take this the wrong way, but we survive that one, and then we get ready for game two.
Yeah.
And like I said, if we play well in game one and see some things that we can work on and get ready for game two, excuse me, that sets up the rest of the year.
Yeah. Well, this week one opponent talked with Coach Airy from Mountain Home. We had, as a matter of fact, that's up on our webpage, OzarkRadioNews.com, where I talked with Coach Airy about his 2025 Bomber team. They, of course, you know, they had a large graduating class, but I think he's got 26 seniors.
Yeah, but he also had a very good junior class last year.
Yeah.
Because we went down and saw him play at their place, and we stayed with them for about a half, and then the second half, their depth and their athletic ability kind of took over, and they beat us. And like I said, this year they got to come to our place, which makes a difference. You know, we're at home. But they've got a lot of kids coming back, and we don't have a lot of kids coming back.
Well, Coach Acklin has got, for the Bombers, he has a really athletic quarterback that can run, that can throw, that's going to be – Coach Acklin really likes the RPOs. Anybody that's kind of followed him, he likes multiple options for his quarterback, and so that could cause a problem. Now, Coach Kanegi, of course, being here at West Plains for the last couple of years on the assistant side, now, you know, more so kind of implementing his defense. He's a big 3-5 guy, and a lot of people, some people, 35. But what Coach Kanegi will do with that 35, it's a look. He'll run a 5-2. He'll run, you know, it's just a look. And
it's a number.
That's
exactly what it is. And then you still have to line up, and you get across from somebody and you say, I have to beat you. And then I got to go get the quarterback, or I got to go get the running back, or whatever it is. And that's what it boils down to. And I know the coaching staff works on that all year. You've got alignments that you want to work on and this, that, and the other, but you still have to go out there and beat the guy across from you. Whether you're on the offense or the defense, the object is to beat the guy across from you.
Well, and you know, this week one matchup with Mountain Home and West Plains at West Plains, and this game as well will be live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com, and it'll air on Hot Country KDY 102.5. The line of scrimmage, it's very cliche-ish, but it's always going to hold true.
Yeah.
If you can maintain the line of scrimmage, you'll be all right.
Yeah. If you can get a stalemate as an offensive lineman, you've won.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're counting on your running back or your quarterback or whatever to make a play. On the defensive side, if you get a stalemate, you've lost. So you've got to beat the guy across from you on the defensive line, and on the offensive line, you're just hoping to not let him beat you.
Yeah.
And like I said, you know, the offensive linemen are kind of restricted because of the hold, and you can't have your hands outside your elbows, and your elbows can't be outside your shoulders, and all this kind of stuff. But it boils down to, Gary, and, you know, being around it for so long, and you played and you've been around it, it just boils down to a one-on-one battle between about seven or eight guys up front and see who comes out on top. And
yeah.
That's what's going to happen Friday night. And, you know, we've got some – the thing that I look at this roster and I go, this guy's 6'4", 260. This guy's 6'5", 275. And when I coached, we were lucky if we had a guy that weighed 200 and played on the offensive line.
Right.
You know, it just – it's. And of course, you know, a lot of it's the weights and the conditioning and that kind of stuff, and the fact that kids are just bigger.
Yeah, they lift weights more, and you know, I mean, you see this, you know, the 400-pound squat club, and you know, they had a night where the Zizzer fans got to watch the Zizzers work out, and it's amazing how much iron they can sling around now.
I was going to say, I saw where they had one guy, I think he had like 1,135 pounds in the three combined lifts. I'm going, 1,135 pounds? That's one third of a car.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like I said, it kids anymore, and I'm not around them on a daily basis. I just see them, you know, at Walmart.
Friday nights,
KC's or at Hibby's or what. You know, I just see them out in the public, and I go, that's a pretty good looking athlete right there.
Yeah. Well, and you know, this year with the West Plains Zizzers, it appears. They've got a stable of running backs this year. So, if you a good running attack, that's a good thing to have.
Well,
in your back
the thing that the running attack does is that clock keeps running. And, you know, and when you're, I don't want to say on the second side of the talent level, but when your talent level's not quite as good as the people across from you, when that clock's running and you're still in the ball game, you still got a chance.
Oh yeah,
and like I said, that's the thing I know that Coach talked about the fact that he hopes to run the ball more this year than they have in the past. And,
yeah,
and you know, we had the spread offense and that kind of stuff, but we still ran it quite a bit. And you know, we had two pretty good running backs last year, and we got two pretty good running backs again this year, and a quarterback that's going to have to step up and play. And like I said, it's going to be interesting, but like I said, it's a long season, and it starts in 2 days.
Yes, 2 days, and it'll be here before you know it. Now, some other games that's going on that you know, Rogersville, they're going to be at Reed Spring. That ought to be a pretty good, you know, game. Bolivar at Osage.
Yep.
Branson at Camdenton. That's the one I'm interested
in.
Well,
like I said, Camdenton last year they were down. And I mean down for them. I think they were one game over 500 or maybe one game under 500. And Branson, I think, what'd they go, like 10-0 or 11-0 or something until they got to the playoffs?
They got picked up their first loss in the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, so I mean, but once again, Camdenton, there's the head coach's last name is not Shore for the first time in about 45, 50 years.
Yeah, 45, 50 probably.
Because Bob Shore left East Newton, where I played for him, to go to Camdenton. And when he retired, his son took over.
Yeah.
And his son stepped down a year ago.
I've talked to former – I didn't realize that you played for Coach Shore, but he was a no-nonsense coach, wasn't he?
No-nonsense, yeah.
I mean, this is how it's going to be.
Yeah.
And
line up. I'm going to turn around and hand the ball to the tailback, and you run.
Yes, hard.
And the rest of you guys block.
Yeah. How many times did you get to throw the ball a game?
I think I threw it six or seven. Yeah.
Ooh.
Because
that was a lot.
We had a really good slot receiver.
Yeah.
And he was a track star that became a football player. and he could get behind people, and they'd say, Paul, just drop back, throw it deep, and Steve Ray will go catch it. And by gosh, he would.
Well, that's a good thing to have.
Yes.
And but, you know, still, Camdenton's Camdenton. They've earned it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Branson, last year's Ozark Mountain Conference champion, and well, it'll be – they should be pretty salty. I've talked with Pete McBride,
the basketball coach. I think the Pigskin Preview has them picked to win the conference, which, yeah, that's, you know, I mean, you're the returning champion. You're going to get the favoritism award.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you know, it's an interesting situation because, you know, we've played these people before last year. I mean, in different levels, either in another conference or district competition or those kinds of things. And so we know who they are. They know who we are. But each year you change. You know, it's like with the channel changer. You still got the channel changer in your hand, and you're going from channel 3 to 10 to 27 to 33, but you're still watching TV.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's just one of those deals where it's a fun time of the year. I enjoy this as much as anything, except maybe getting a hole in one, which I've had one. And that would be the only thing that would top it.
Well, it's here. And so, you know, Marshfield, they struggled a bit last year.
Yep.
They're going to be taking on Parkview, and they'll be at Parkview. Hillcrest will host Van Horn.
Mm-hmm.
Van Horn, if you go back in history, they've had some success back in the day. Carl Junction will host Capital City. So I've always told people, you know, don't put too much stock into week one. Let's play about three games, and then you'll have a better idea what you got, who you are, what you're trying to do.
Well, like I said, Gary, the biggest thing is you play week one, and then you've got to improve. And like I said before, the most improvement is between week one and week two. So when you get to week two, you kind of need to know where you are, what you need to do, and what you need to improve on. And then after week two, you look at your things and you say, okay, this is where we still lack. This is where we got to get better. These are the things that we got to do to get better. And then that kind of sets up. And fortunately, you know, for the most part, your conference season doesn't start till week three.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know we've got one conference game. Well, no, it's not either, because Parkview's not in our conference, but we've got them on the schedule.
Yeah.
And like I said, it gives us an opportunity to kind of get ready for the conference. And, you know, unfortunately, that didn't mean anything anymore except you win the conference, because it all boils down to get to the districts. And win your district.
Yeah. Conferences are not near – I mean, a lot of states have kind of went –
done away with them.
I like the you know, kind of what Arkansas does, Texas, yeah. And you know, you got two games or three games.
You got three games to get ready.
And whatever.
Then you got seven games your 8-team district.
Yep.
And then you determine who wins the district, who gets second.
Yep.
Those two teams go to the playoffs and play from there.
And they what now Texas does is they take the top two teams, then they seed them.
They seed them, yeah.
And I think that's fair. I kind of like that, you know, a little bit.
Yeah.
Because there's been times, you know, we've been around this long enough, you'll see two really good teams and one only gets to go.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like, oh, man.
Well, I could say, you know, just take this. I was trying to think, Lamar and somebody over in Southwest Missouri were in two opposite districts, and they met in the first round of the playoffs.
Well, Liberty and Lamar has done that for years.
And I was going to say, and whoever won that game was going to be the state champion favorite.
Yeah.
Because they're ranked 1 and 2 in the poll.
Yeah.
They're both undefeated, and they go to play each other, and they can't meet in the state championship. They got to meet in the first round of the playoffs.
First round, yeah.
And that's, you know, like I said, there's ways to fix everything. Unfortunately, we don't do a real good job of that in this Activities Association.
Well,
even though things have changed.
It has.
And made it a little easier for the playoffs and people to get to the playoffs and take care of things. But it's still, you know, there's ways it could change and make it better so that teams that were deserve to get to the finals could get there.
Well, tomorrow, Misha will release the classifications for the schools and the districts in which they will compete in.
Yeah.
West Plains is going to be a class 4.
oh, we're going to be class four and we're going to have to go to Springfield area and play those people. And that's just the way it is. I mean, that's just, yeah.
Yeah. It's, but what other teams may get bumped up into that district or moved out. Mm-hmm. It's always kind of interesting to see how it plans out. And that's, I think, when coaches, when they see that, that's when they, I think, they really start preparing for it is they got to do to get to point A.
Well, coaches, you know, it's one of those deals where, as a coach, you, especially if you're in a conference, you want to win the conference championship. That's your a goal. Another goal is to win the district championship. And then the third goal is to get to the playoffs.
Yep.
And once you get to the playoffs, everything after that's kind of gravy.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, my first year here with Ted, you know, we had a bunch of kids that were had not won, and all of a sudden we go 9-1, and we get to the playoffs, and we end up playing Camdenton, who beats us 14-7, and they won the state championship, and they beat us 14-7 at our place, and they win the state championship. So that gives you an idea of what it's like in high school football. You just don't know until you step out there on the field and line up and play.
Yeah, well, and now finally, what do you, you know, Harlan's going to do home games, and guess who's coming back?
Yeah, I ran into him last night downtown, and he said, I found out today, or they asked me today to do the road games, and I go, you're doing the road games? I said, where's Harlan? He said, well, Harlan's going to stay home for the road games. And I said, well, I'll just let you know, the 26th of September, you're on your own because I'm going to Hot Springs. That's my annual trip to Hot Springs, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, play golf. And that's, I think it's the night we play Rogersville.
Yes.
And Travis will be on the air by himself. He said he's just going to do it by himself. He said, I can talk. And I said, Travis, you're a legislator, or were a legislator. You can talk forever.
That's right. Yeah, you can just hold a filibuster
right
there.
Yeah, that's right. Hold a filibuster in the press box.
That's right. It'll be good stuff. Everybody, Paul Dight. And, again, it's week one coming up on us Friday. We'll have you sneak in from time to time.
Yeah, just let me know. I'm in town every day.
Every day.
Except Friday or Saturday and Sunday, and then I'm at the golf course.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm at the golf course.
Yeah, I know.
Every day.
My son tells me.
Yeah. Well, I'm aspiring to, you know, get a swing like, man, that'll never happen. Hey, let me tell you a story real quick.
Okay.
All right. So,
we're on the radio, right?
Yeah, we're on the radio. So, Harlan and I were in the men's golf league, right? And Harlan couldn't make it for whatever reason. And I wasn't going to play. I was just going to help. You know, I help Lard and myself. We kind of organize it and keep it going. And Ben comes and helps. And so I just text Ben, say, hey, you want to be my golf partner? And he's like, well, I haven't played all year. So, nah, you know, it's just men's league. It'll be fun. So, he hasn't played all year.
Yeah.
And we shoot 5-under.
Yeah.
He shoots 5-under. I just, as a matter of fact, the first hole, Ben's like, you going to hit? I'm like,
why?
Don't think I really need to. You know, I'll putt.
Yeah.
So
get me on the green, I'll putt, and then you follow it up.
That's right. Yeah. Good stuff. Paul, thanks for coming
by. All right, Gary, we'll talk to you later.
Hey, we got.